He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and 100% in living color from our Prescott, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 660. Remember, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. Thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. We had some confusion last week. You can follow me on Instagram at Gadget Professor, at Gadget Professor. And also, you can follow me if you'd like on Facebook. You can look up either Don Bain or the Gadget Professor, and you'll definitely find our page there. And we have all kinds of, wherever I travel, which is a lot, we're going to get all kinds of photographs from all over the world. I was just at the Caribbean doing a photo shoot, and you'll see some of my work there. Interesting islands for sure, beautiful. Went to a lot of Caribbean islands, but in any event, if you want to see some nice photography, the easiest way to do it is on Instagram at Gadget Professor, or you can follow me on Facebook. Any of those will actually work fine. Today we're going to do the show a little bit backwards and upside down. Why? There's an app that I want you to get. It's free at the moment. I don't know how long it's going to be free. So let's just zoom into it and get right to it. The first app of the day is called Demus. And this is an easy music streaming site with add-ons that you can pay for. In other words, it's an app. You get the basic app if you want the highfalutin stuff, the pro stuff, you got to pay for it. Right now, and I don't know how long it's going to last, it's totally free, including the premium version. So what you're going to do is you're going to load, go into the App Store on your iPhone, download Demus, D-E-M-U-S, and the app will load, no problem. And then you're going to go into purchase premium. I know you don't want to pay for it, but just click on it and it's going to show it's free. Click on that and boom, you're in forever for free. If it doesn't say free, it's not free. The offer is over, but this is a great thing. No commercials, no nothing. So 4.9 out of 5. This is a real, real cool app, Demus. Grab it now while it's totally free, including the pro version. I just got it. Another one that's free at the moment is B-Scan. Awesome, awesome app. I have this too, free right now for all your iOS folks out there. This is a great scanning app. It's simple, flexible, easy to use app with all kinds of features, satisfying different situations on your iPhone. It allows you to scan documents, certificates, credit cards, invoices, receipts, tickets, and any paper with high quality, and it's going to allow you to do a PDF output, which is nice. The killer on this, the killer feature, is it also will allow you to do OCR, optical character recognition. So you're going to scan in the receipt or the document or whatever it is, you're going to push OCR, optical character recognition, and boom, it's going to convert it into a text file, which you can then import or export as a PDF or whatever you want to do with it. 4.8 stars out of 5. Get this now while it's free. Nice, nice. And the last one that's free at the moment, and these are killer apps, is Slideshow with Pro Music. This is free again at the moment. Nice slideshow maker. You can pick the photos, the videos that you want, put them in order, select the theme and music, and push a button, and boom, you have a little miniature edited video for you, and 150 transitions, which is awesome, 50 built-in music tracks, triple awesome, photos can be kept with or without cropping, it supports all formats, 1x1, 4x3, blah, 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 and you also get 20 plus moving animations on top of all this for free, so it's a real killer app, and it gives you some editing capability. So I would definitely jump on this also. And now what we're going to do is go back to the regularly scheduled broadcast. And some stuff, you know, I read it and then I got to read it again because, like, it pisses me off. This makes me crazy. I read this article once and I thought it was a spoof because I read it April Fool's Day. It's now, April 4th. This article made me crazy. So I Googled it, and of course it was all over the internet, and I want to scream. This is really bad. So let's take a spin and take a look at it. Fasten your seatbelts for this one. This is just the tip of the iceberg, I'm afraid. HP, Hewlett Packard, you've heard of their printers, you've heard of their computers. I'm not a big fan of their computers, and their printers are good until you need technical support, because they'll milk you out of every penny that you have to give you the support. And half the time, they don't speak English well, so they can't understand you, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I have three HP printers, so they can't be that bad. Here's the killer. HP is in the rent-a-printer business now. Yeah, you heard that correctly. Wow. I don't know where to begin. Basically, to boil it down, is you are now going to pay a monthly fee to print to HP. HP has a new proposition that's going to make you rent your printer. How would you like to rent your printer? Are you kidding me? The company debuted a subscription service only, and essentially what you're going to do is have your choice of three printers and three starting rental agreements. So it's going to be $6.99, let's call it $7 a month for 20 pages. 20 pages a month? I could print that in a half hour. Are you kidding me? And you can go all the way up to $35, make it $36, $35.99 a month, and it's going to get you 700 pages. So they have three premium programs, and essentially you can pick the printer. They give you one of three. I don't see it in this article, but you can Google it. It's all over the internet. Just Google HP rental printer, and you'll see it here. Let's bring this up. Come on. There we go. It's all over the print, the internet. It makes me crazy. So essentially what you're going to do is you're going to have your pick of one, two, three different printers, different capabilities, and then you're locked in. You're locked in for 2 years. So for 2 years, you're going to be paying HP. Yes, they give you the printer, but boy, let me tell you, they make up for what that printer costs pretty quick. And it's a pain in the neck. I hate the idea. I hate the proposition. I will never do that. I'll be damned if I'm going to buy someone's printer and then pay them per page. Ain't no way. I hope this thing flops in a big way. It's disgusting. And everybody wants to get that model, like they don't have enough money, enough profit. But everybody's digging in your pocket to get a subscription. So you buy the printer now. Okay, I have Epson, I have Canon, I got quite a few different printers, one for color printing, one for blah, blah, blah. I buy my ink cartridges, and whether I print one print a month or 1,000 prints a month, I'll pay for my own ink, thank you very much. I'll pay for my own paper, thank you very much, and I'll print to my heart's content. What this thing doesn't tell you is that if you go over your allotted print contract per month, they're going to up the cost, and you're going to pay more. And it gets to a point where you're paying way more than the printer would have cost you to buy it outright and to print what you want. Now, I have on one of them, one of my printers, I do have the subscription, not this one, thank God, but I pay, I don't know, $5 a month for ink. This month I printed out a lot and I went over and it came up and locked me out of my printer. I could not use my printer to print. What happens is on the ink cartridge, there's a little barcode, and it handshakes with the printer, and it essentially allows you to print, or it doesn't allow you to print. They know how many you've printed, how many in color, how many in black and white, and when you get close to your limit, it's going to send you a notice saying, hey, you're over your limit, it's another, don't worry, it's only $5 more for 10 sheets of print, 10 more prints. It makes me insane. I don't want them in my pocket. I don't want a subscription. I'll pay for it on my own so I can print as little or as much as I want, and I'll pay for as little or as much as I want. I don't like it. I guess you can tell that, but I don't have much of a choice. It's here. I am definitely not going to be a participant of this particular program. No, 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 no. Nay, I. I'm afraid this is going to start spreading to all kinds of things pretty soon. I could see where this is going. Pretty soon they're going to charge you to use your computer, your laptop. Well, if you use it an hour a day, it's only going to cost this. We'll give you the computer for free, but you're locked in for 3-5 years. And are you kidding me? Whoever thought of this should be shot and should be forced to listen to all the Gadget Professor shows, all 660 episodes at one time for torture. Yeah. All right. Sorry about that, but boy, it burns me up. Let's get into the gadget of the day. I just purchased this thing. It's really nice. What it is, it's the 5-in-1 SD card reader. It will connect simultaneously to either a USB, a micro USB, or your lightning rod cable, if you will, on the iOS operating system. Neat little gadget. What I love about this is the three wires are loaded onto this, so you cannot forget a wire. And it also is very convenient because whatever device you have, an iPad, an iPhone, a computer, Android operating system, tablet, whatever, you just plug that particular cord into this device and then plug in either your USB port, an external hard drive, your SD card, your micro SD card. And you know, SD cards are prevalent now. You know, you've got them on all your cameras and your dash cams, yada, yada, yada. So real handy device. And as you can see here, it will take this particular picture shows you your SD cards going in, your micro SD card, and this particular photo has a actual stick, USB stick going into it. And then you can see it's split to three channels there. One goes into the laptop, one goes into your iPhone, and the other one goes into, who knows, probably an Android operating system device. So it's great for all kinds of cameras and hard drives. Nice. You just take the camera card out, stick it into that, and you'll read it. What's really convenient is if you have an iPod or any kind of tablet, your photos will go right into that device. And then you're able to use the editing apps on the iPhone or Android and edit your photos. So that's very cool. Now, this part here, this photo is a little confusing. What they show you here is it's plugged in, okay, with an external power supply into this, and this is for charging only. It doesn't get into a lot of explanation, but it will allow you to have a charging port for your laptop with this. So you got to be careful how you use that. And there's another up front, up close thing. So let's take a look at the device. I have it here, and I'm gonna basically unbox it for you. Not much to unbox. There it is. We'll pull it out. Inside, as usual, you will get a handy dandy thank you, and also if you need service card. And you get some all-around purpose card reader instructions. You can read that in 20 seconds or less. Nothing special there. And here's the actual device, which is quite well made, actually. And it's a nice system, really. There's your USB. There's your lightning rod cable. I call it lightning rod, okay. And there's your micro USB-C. Not micro USB, your USB-C. And that's pretty much it. On the front, you'll see two USB jacks, one on each side. You'll see the ports there for the SD cards. And you'll also see another port for, what is that, your charging cable. So, very nice. It's indicated real clear here, charging only, right where my thumb is there, my finger. So that's where you're going to put your charging cable. It says charging only. So you'll be able to charge your iPhone or whatever directly from this. It loops through. So very handy for sure. device, if you will, not very expensive. Today it's $13, one-day shipping, free returns. I like this. It gets 4 stars out of 5. It's probably a relatively new device. I don't see a lot of reviews. There's 64 reviews so far, and I haven't seen this device anywhere. So I think it's relatively new, if you will. Not sure of that, but that's my guess. So that, folks, is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I am going to kind of sanitize the studio a little bit. I shouldn't say sanitize, it's clean, but I got to rearrange some wires and stuff. I haven't been up here in a while, up in Prescott, Arizona. Believe it or not, the trees are blooming. Yep, April 4th, and the trees are blooming already. And it's quite delightful up here. And, you know, by next month, we'll be in the 90s or low 100s already. So welcome to Arizona. I'm also going to go through tons and tons of video footage that I took on my last shoot when I was in the Caribbean. And next week, I plan to show you three or four different cameras that I used, but more importantly, the footage from each one of those cameras. It's quite interesting, and I'm learning a lot. One of these cameras shoots 8K. Phenomenal quality, unbelievable. But what you find is you got to have a supersized computer to play it back. And if I'm going to play it on the stream, you won't be able to see 8K because that technology doesn't exist. You know, when you buy a 4K TV, I got the latest, greatest 4K TV. You do realize that no one's streaming in 4K. No one's streaming, I don't even think, in 2K. So the only way you'll take advantage of that 4K TV is if you have footage on a camera or a DVD that's encoded in with 8K or 4K or whatever K you're using. So keep that in mind, because the bandwidth just isn't there. Someday it will be. I'm looking forward to that day. Thank you very much for tuning in. I will see everybody next Thursday.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.